KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, it was very hard to miss at Donald Trump's press conference yesterday his extreme displeasure with CNN. He basically got into a shouting match with Jim Acosta of CNN. This is because CNN had reported the existence of information that Russia may have compromising information on Trump. This was shared in a briefing with both Trump and President Obama. CNN did not go into the details. These are both financial and personal potential issues. CNN didn't go into it. BuzzFeed then did publish this whole entire report that had described all of these gory details. However, Trump didn't seem to see a huge distinction, called CNN fake news. His press person, Sean Spicer, followed up by saying CNN needed to fire some people. This went on all day yesterday, and Trump is still tweeting about it today. And of course, this comes as Time Warner, the parent of CNN, is in a major merger deal with AT&T, which leads to the head of AT&T, Randall Stephenson, visiting Trump Tower today.
Right. And, you know, you can debate the reasons for why Trump did this. Obviously, he benefits by conflating CNN, which had a legitimate report, with the BuzzFeed thing, which was much more controversial. But the business implications of this are, what impact is it going to have, if any, on getting this AT&T-Time Warner merger through? Because most analysts note that CNN is not a gigantic part of Time Warner. It should not be an asset that that is problematic in this merger process. However, one person cares a lot about CNN, and that is Donald Trump. And if he decides, as he has hinted on the campaign trail, that he doesn't want this deal to happen, he could have an influence on blocking it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is ridiculous, actually, for an analyst to say it's not that big a part of Time Warner when, you know, every kind of norm that we've ever known has been shattered, and the politics of this deal may have nothing to do with the merits or lack thereof. Especially, I think, you know, when I think about the people who may be whispering in Donald Trump's ear, you can't forget Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, who had tried to buy Time Warner, and therefore he would have owned CNN himself. And I'm sure he would love to see the AT&T Time Warner deal derailed. So you have the president-elect's natural animus at this point to, I think, probably legitimate news organizations across the board. But he, you know, his particular target of the moment varies, and it was certainly CNN yesterday. And you have some other political considerations with his allies in the Murdoch world that could converge here.
Right. And it was interesting that AT&T put out a statement after Randall Stephenson's meeting with Trump saying they didn't even discuss Time Warner. They talked about other things and job creation and all these other things, because AT&T does not want to have that conversation with Donald Trump. It's an open question as to how much influence he could actually have on getting this deal through regulators. But if you have the president of the United States openly stating that he opposes a deal, that will have an impact.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.